This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kahmo?
Aba shaba na bawalulu.
He's an actor, a film director.
Say hello to my little friend.
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
Mina ngi out sesikasi ngicela ukusiphumela namagenge kaSisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantu abasekasi amafleet. Hello nice, shapi kunjani?
Sanibonani igama lami nguAyanda Borotho ningazi as uMadlamini uphumelele unkosikazi kampi yakhe lapha yakwisibaya. Lalelani wozani zosilalela sikhuluma ngani la noKahliso. The show is called Unleashed and I'm hanging out with Kahmo.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey, and it's another Wednesday. And if you don't know what to say, then we call it a Wetness Wednesdays. Right here on Cliff Central, the show is called Unleashed, and you hang out with me, Kahmo, every Wednesday, your favorite hour of the week, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. right here on cliffcentral.com, where we always just have our interesting topics. You know, we talk about relationships, but today's topic is really, really, really hot. But I gotta say, it's been a crazy month. You know, we've lost a lot of our loved ones. You know, and especially in the industry, we've lost Prasendi Mukwena, who was Eddie on Scandal. We've lost Brahu. We've lost, Kamba Music. It's just been a crazy month, and I wanna apologize for not being here last week, but I had to attend to one of those things. But we soldier on. So let's get straight to it. Let's get unleashed and have our conversations where we talk about relationships. And today's topic, I have to say, it's very, very interesting. You know, we're talking about mental health issues. Yeah. Mental health issues in a relationship. Have you ever been with someone who has a mental health, disorder? You know, would you or would you not, and what your reasons are? So we're going to ask you guys to send us your voice notes on 079-748-2090. Or you can just have a conversation with me on my social media. Instagram, it's at Kagiso Modupi. Also on Facebook, at Kagiso Modupi. Twitter, on at Kagiso Modupi. But today, I have to say, well, let me just declare myself. I've got flu in the middle of summer, and I've got a very interesting guest today. I've got two ladies in the studio, and I gotta tell you, it's very hot in here. Like, the aircon is not even working. We've got Repeti Lekhwale, and we also have Gile Abetswe. I can say that Gile Abetswe and Tina Kabash.
Gabashe.
Yeah, Gabashe. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like Gabashe.
No. There's more to it.
Welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you made it on time.
Jeez, we tried.
You guys keep time, man. So I just want to get into it. You know, we're talking about mental disorders. Am I allowed to say that?
Mental health issues, challenges.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because you know, when you're dealing with, you can't say deaf people, right? You have to.
The thing is, as soon as you say disorders, then it's like
it's wrong.
It's like you already put us in a category.
Aha.
You know how. And maybe this is a bad example, but many disabled people don't like to be called disabled.
People with disabilities.
Or something else.
Or so being unable.
Yeah.
Rather.
Disorder.
She's unable to do a certain thing. Yeah. And that means she's not disabled, but she can't do it.
She's unable.
It's not by choice.
You know? Right. I'm going to ask you to speak into the microphone.
Cool.
Yeah. So she's unable.
Yeah.
So what? How do we define this? School me as a normal Joe on the street, how do I refer? What do I say? It is disorders?
You can say mental
illness.
No, mental health users.
Well, it is an illness because a lot of people try to put it in the side and say, I'd rather say it gasotu or like in Zulu, like abantu abahlanyayo abagulayo. You know. So for me, I'd rather, because I've had it for the longest. For me, I'd rather say it's an illness like any other chronic illness.
Right.
So even at home, when they refer to it, they wouldn't say, "Wena konje with this thing." My mom would rather say, "Eish, wena lebulwetsi." It's much more respectful and content, and it's more approach. It's an approach where it makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah, it's the same way as, you know, I mean, we as black people, we try and, you know, put some sort of dignity around something, right? So we don't say, or kid albino, but I'm serious, and I'm being serious, but the whole point behind it is trying to put a little bit of dignity around it.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And that's what you would prefer. Look, we've already started talking. Rabua, Ramu. Hey. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
And tell us what you do. Well, let's hang out.
Yeah, my name is Repeti Lekhwale, well known as Thato ya Modimo. I'm an all rounder. I don't know. I really can't say I'm a accountant or you know. I'm in production full time or part time freelancer. I'm a production manager. I am in television, but mostly I do commercials, strictly. I don't play in other
parts. You're the lazy people.
No, we're not the lazy people. We're the hard workers, because you'd be having five briefs at the same time, and then you have to tackle three clients or five clients at the same time. And I'm a founder of a mentorship group program to say Call for Girls About Girls. That's where I'm taking in girls in between 15 to 19, bako Soweto ko Protea, to just give them a leeway in life and just give them what their parents can't give them. So we've been running this program for like 2 years. So we engage in social development programs. I give them like educational assistance.
Okay.
We do a lot of community services work. Like we do like events where we give out food. Thanks to you for the other time. And you know, and then I'm a fan of a company.
Yeah.
A small company.
So you're jack of all trades.
I'm everything in the industry though. I try to put myself in one category because I don't want to be seen as that gullible person who just does everything.
Yeah.
So I'm mainly focused in helping those who can't be helped and in production.
So you're jack of all trades, but you also diagnosed with bipolar.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Actually three. I've got three illnesses.
Hi, Wena.
Yeah.
Hey.
But you wouldn't say, hey?
I wouldn't say.
You wouldn't, not even.
You want to share?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But it's like it's whole.
No problem.
I can't pronounce this other illness.
Ki illness ya situ.
Well, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder type 2 in 2014, if not 2015, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still in varsity. I was really confused and I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
And I've got generalized anxiety disorder, which is one of the main issues that I'm struggling with.
General anxiety disorder.
GDA. That's what we call it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another one, it starts with a D.
Dysthymia.
Dys what?
Both of them have a bad lungs.
Dysthymia is just a fancy word to say.
I like how you say it, like dysthymia.
It sounds so cool,
well. Man.
It sounds cheesy.
Yeah. Tell us who you are.
I'm Gia. I'm Gia Gabashe. I'm a mother. That's my crown.
Yeah, be proud.
And a law student, and I'll say I call it a part-time entrepreneur because it's actually just meditation for me until I finish my law degree,
right?
Hopefully to get into family law. I dysthymia and generalized anxiety disorder.
Okay.
And yeah.
Explain it. What is that? Like, I want us to just break it down. Like, for the first 15 minutes of the show, I want us to break it down so that people understand what is it exactly.
Okay.
Because like you said, you know, kokasi, we just put in one word and we're like, kibuhlane.
Yeah.
So.
I'll take
what GAD is all about.
Right.
If I say it in layman's terms, it's literally having a panic over anything that's everything. So it's a very irrational thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I can say to you, if I can explain to you maybe a panic attack.
Yeah.
So a panic attack, when we are in our spaces, rather, one would say it's an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Where, oh my gosh, I have to go to the mall. I have to drive. I have to get out of my car and I have to go into the mall, like walking.
Yeah.
What if somebody shoots me? What if somebody, like, why?
It's so irrational.
It's so irrational.
It's exaggerated.
And at that moment, you can't even pull yourself out of that and say to yourself, why are you thinking that, girl? Like, get it going. Like, yeah. Snap, snap, walk. You can't. It's just, it's like you're put into like a wave. Like a wave just over you. And that's just, what you can't do anything it? About like, it.
Do you know what causes
well,
it?
Well, for me, because like I said, I do a lot of research, like factual research.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's just caused by, what for me, I'll explain what bipolar disorder is later.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like sometimes it's the chemical imbalances in your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of them going straight, that's how they just like... So it causes the body to get in a space where it allows all the negativity, where it goes down through your bloodstream, it goes through your body. And then like Gaya is saying, it's like so exaggerated. You just feel like... I'm going to walk out. Oh my gosh, I have to walk out.
Yeah.
What if somebody is looking at me? Yeah. What if somebody is trying to shoot me? Yeah. It's like the brain playing tricks on you.
So some of us, we can say, Ori, even what we call normal, we go through that as well, right?
No, I don't think you do.
Like you...
Like
you
don't would, we go through the fear of, hey, Hambe Psu, you know,
generally,
I can be
we all are anxious.
Out in the streets, yeah.
We can have, we are anxious. Yeah. But it's the level of anxiety that gets to you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in a situation where I'm so anxious that the right side of my body doesn't work.
Yep.
Like, I don't function. It's like you're paralyzed, like, on one side of your body because now the blood is not flowing right. Your mind is also in a different place that you can't even handle yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't know how to say it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
like, crazy.
It's crazy.
You can say it. It's crazy,
But it's powerful. That's the problem. It takes
It's like
over.
Something that just takes over your body. It's like, right? It's like you're sleeping, you're having a nightmare, and you can't get up.
Yeah.
Does it come close to that?
Like she said, you feel like you're paralyzed. Like, it feels like some parts of your body are
not
functioning. Because then, like she's saying, the bloodstream, like your blood is flowing in a different way.
Can you die from it?
No, you can't.
Well, I guess you can't really die. You can. It depends what you do in your anxiety attack.
Yeah.
Obviously, in your anxiety, if you decide that, oh my gosh, I'm too scared to walk down the stairs, and you decide to go jump off the roof out of like a rush in your body and you die, that's something else. But I think generally, if you are going through that phase, pant like heavy breathing and your muscles tensing and heart palpitations. No.
It's very...
Wait, are you saying that that's a possibility?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, it's all different levels.
Can I be that scared to walk down the stairs?
That you end up walking the other way.
Yeah.
Because maybe that at that moment you might feel that that is the better solution. Instead of to go face that drama that you are assuming is down there, you'd rather go the other way.
Oh, I'm coming to.
And I mean, that's how.
See, I wanna get into that, you know, because, well, it's you know, I wanna get into that, but I wanna just establish what bipolar is, because, Wise King, I'll be honest with you, people are just throwing out these names and bipolar, lo, or in, you know, we just throw them out, and I'll say we because I'll count myself because I'm one of those people where we're sitting there and there's that aunt of yours who will say, I keep bipolar, and we laugh about it, but we don't actually realize how serious it is for someone. You have bipolar.
Yes, I do.
Talk to me.
And I'm proudly bipolar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
and is it, like, how long, you know, I like what you're saying. Sorry to jump in there.
Yeah.
You're saying proudly bipolar.
Yeah.
You're black.
I'm black.
Did it take you, how long did it take you to say proudly?
It took me, I think, 2 years.
Okay.
It took me so long. Like I'm saying, I got diagnosed when I was in university first year.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a very uncomfortable situation because here I am in Pretoria. Get right to Soweto. You know, I was born and bred in Soweto. And now here I am having to face a whole new world where I need to start doing things by myself, living alone, you know, making new friends and things like that. So bipolar is two polars.
Haha. Explain it. Yes.
So when you are in those two polars, you can either be going manic, right?
Yeah.
And then
the
depressive side.
It's like, listen here.
The depressive
I got my
side.
Own problems. All right. You so, handle yours, I handle mine, girl.
It's funny because sometimes it is like that.
Yeah.
Like when you're with people who understand, it's
you like So you are facing those two polars. It's like poles.
Yeah.
Like I remember my psychiatrist when he explained it the first time. She drew like one pole on the left and one pole on the right.
Yeah.
And then she said, you are moving in between those two poles. It's like your brain is moving into those two poles where your chemicals are being imbalanced, forcing you to either fall into the depression zone. Mm-hmm. Because, like I'm saying, your body starts acting up.
Mm-hmm.
You start having heart palpitations. Then you feel like you're dying.
Yeah.
You feel like you're having an anxiety attack. You feel like you are actually having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then that's where the depression starts. You feel low. You feel down. Mm-hmm. You feel like you need to fight this devil. You feel like you need to answer to everyone. That's the first polar, which is the depression.
Yeah.
Then you've got manic. Mm-hmm. That's where the aggression comes. The violence. The irritability. Where you irritated.
Yeah.
You just talk to anybody the way you want. You just physical. You fight. You throw things around. It's like that's where your chemicals are just like saying, yeah, you need to medicate yourself so that you can level your brain chemicals so that you can be like a normal person. So that's what bipolar is. So people don't understand. They think kibuhlanya. So when you're in different poles, you feel differently and you act out differently according to how you're feeling. So that's what happens. Bipolar is an imbalance of the chemicals in your brain.
So it's chemical imbalance. You guys.
So there's nothing else.
It's chemical imbalance. And Ronabotaki, we've got so many theories around it. You know what I mean? and I want to get into that. You know, this show is about relationships. And I like the fact that you say you're a mom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you know.
I'm an aunt and I'm proud of my boy.
Oh, okay. All right. And I want to talk about relationships and how it impacts your relationships. But the thing is, I like the fact that you're schooling us first. Well, and I said the first 15 minutes of the show, but now it's like 19 minutes into the show. And I just want to ask one last question before we, you know, jump into the relationship part of it, you know? And I want to know, you're black, man, you know? So traditionally, how has this ever been considered as humble twasa?
Never. Okay, well, in my case, I don't come from a family that believes in, like, any of us, rototwasa, you know? If anything were to happen, like, girl go pray, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, if anything, that would be...
So with that, with prayer, has it ever been considered as demonic?
No.
Starting off, like, when it started?
No, I think, you know, when you try to explain to parents or family, you know what, I've got depression.
Uh-huh.
No.
I'm a scoloto with depression. I say scoloto with depression. I'm depressed right now. I have depression.
No, you're not
I'm
depressed.
Telling
you're
yeah.
not depressed.
So, like, there's people, like, they take it differently, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if we were from families where khutbateng batubatwasang at
petty. Well, yeah.
Then maybe that would have come about. And maybe we will meet people in the future who will say, happy kids or twasa because neholo so, only to find that I'm bipolar, I am this or I am that. And now otwasidze, and now what?
Yeah, because I'll come out and say, you know, there was a time at home where my mom and my dad were just not getting along. No luaniwa. And I mean, we grew up in a loving home. Nakungwe, you come back from school, nali, you know, a police van outside, and my mom is running on, and you're like, what's going on here? But later on in the years, she was diagnosed with depression. You know, and then she went to another doctor, but no, bipolar. Market clinic tako kas, right? So that can be very confusing. But once you started taking medication, when you say chemical imbalance, and that's why I know about it, but I wanted you to explain it, you know, for people who are listening. And once she started taking medication, they got on like a house on fire, which became very irritating sometimes at home.
Because it's on and off.
No. Because it's about Jola too much. They were like, no, you can't hold
That's
hands when you're like 17.
Love.
Stop it. Walk
no,
away.
Sorry.
And then you walk in the kitchen, then they...
Allow. You must allow.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm becoming bipolar right now. Well, with me, it comes with a lot of being unable to concentrate.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I've been suffering, especially for the past few. I didn't get your question that you asked, Gia.
No, I was just venting, you know? But I think our producer wants to add something. What do you want to say?
I don't know, I was just going to ask, is that not ADD?
No, it's not.
No. Oh.
Because then you, like Gia was saying, with anxiety, you put in a situation where there's so much happening in your brain.
Yeah.
And you're trying to contain everything because it's so many rapid thoughts, unrealistic thoughts, trust me.
Yeah.
So you end up dozing off and zooming off and just being in and out. So that's what I experience a lot of times. But I try to talk to my brain because we have a relationship,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's not that it's ADD or anything, but it's one of the symptoms.
You could actually, with depressive behavior and ADHD behavior,
yeah,
they're quite on the opposite yeah. ends. Yes, depressed, concentration, no sleep, all sorts of amazing things.
Grumpiness. Yeah.
And yes, ADHD, energy.
Yeah.
Lots.
No concentration.
Yeah.
Grumpiness because now they've got no place to place this. They've got no space to place this energy.
Or they don't get that attention that they need.
Or there's a lot of things actually. Mm. Like I've been speaking to quite a few parents of ADHD children, and it's crazy. It's like, and I put myself in a box where I was like, you know what? Until I have an ADHD child, if ever I do,
yeah,
I'm gonna leave this one to these parents.
Yeah.
Because it's very. It's
on opposite ends.
Yeah, it's on opposite ends.
I want to know, before you know, we go into into the relationship part of it. Like, I'm so intrigued by the other side of it, you know? But we have to, you know, for the sake of the show. Are you touchy about it?
No.
Are you guys one of those, mucho, you know, how about watanya? Do you go?
There's certain spaces where I'm like, hold up.
Yeah, and what spaces are that?
Like, you know when somebody understands you, like, or actually says that they get you, like you have a conversation with this person and they're like, and I'm not saying like her.
Mm-hmm.
If she says to me, oh, Ahlanya, it's like, ah, girl, you know, because it's almost like,
yeah,
so I guess it's like that thing where there's certain things that you can, like, you can joke to a black person about certain things, but if somebody else says it, then it's like,
hold up.
Well, I've got a different response.
So I'm like a.
Let's say they don't even know. Let's say it's not even directed to you, and that's the question I'm asking.
It's not directed to me,
where someone just says, "Or I'm here."
Well, I educate you.
No, like
okay,
but it depends as well on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you do Zimona and somebody working on some. Have you been listening to this radio show?
Oh, okay. You know, yeah.
Then I want to say something.
Yeah.
But if life is going on and umuntu is just like, then it's like, alright.
Well, the night's different because, like, you get into situations where unalula moto abua about someone else and says, bipolar or I get very, very I don't get offended.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's that opportunity for me to educate you.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that you don't go around naming or labeling people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people tend to think that I'm being aggressive and I'm like, no, guys, I'm just educating you so that you don't find yourself in a situation where you've actually offend someone who is going through something, because it's very offensive to some people who are still in the shell, because you'd say wahlanya. What if that person takes it out of that depression or that bipolar or that schizophrenia and then decides to go home and drink pills because they feel like, okay, cool, the world has now started labeling me. Now the world is shaming me and they put me in a box. So it's different to different people.
Yeah.
So for me, yeah.
I wanna see, every time we speak, I have a follow up question, but I'm looking at it, you know,
mm.
just roughly in like a minute. Do you guys, you know, get upset as someone who has the illness, and you watch cases like Oscar Pistorius, you know, and where you know that this guy just probably killed this guy.
No, he killed.
No, but wait. I'm just saying, you know. Oh, this is the kind. Oh, this is the kind of show where we can say anything.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we try not to say the F word, but you can.
But
I wanted to know that: do you get upset when someone uses that to get out of a situation?
Yeah,
I get offended.
And
it hurts.
Yeah.
Because there's people with real problems.
Yeah. With the real problems.
With like some people who are suffering at that given time.
Yeah.
And who do need assistance. When now you're out there busy wasting resources that don't they know.
If you were the minister, you know, or if you had the power in parliament, how would you deal with that?
First of all, if I had the power in parliament, we'd have to start tabling the life as a Dumeni situation first.
Not right. Go
then
far.
We can deal with people like Oscar,
right? Yeah, no, but I want to do Oscar.
I feel like, you know what,
let's say someone pleads insanity, because that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And what happens when we realize that they were actually not?
Let me be honest.
Should we punish them?
I think that, okay, first of all, if somebody starts saying things, I think when somebody has, I think, this is now my personal opinion.
Yeah.
When somebody has something going on and they don't know about it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But then the professionals can tell that actually the person that does have that issue but doesn't know.
Yeah.
Professional psychiatrists, psychologists, they can say, okay, actually this person has some kind of symptomatic behavior that could be that they had temporary insanity at that given time.
Unless that person has money to pay off this professional.
There's also that.
And the nominees are,
you know,
comes out. Yeah, so unless that person's got money.
Unless that person has money. Because, I mean, Tabaya Oscar Pretorius, we can't really deal with it and say, if I was the minister, I would just send him to jail. Because we take him to a public hospital or a psychiatric hospital. He will pay them off, you know, because you do like the psychometric tests, which is something you need to write. So it's not like you can put one into a chemical test or into a test where you can actually see that this person is suffering from A, B or C.
Yeah.
So it's quite of a situation. And I feel like people who use that to their advantage are really hurting the mental health disorder or mental ill society. Because it's quite unfair, because then it puts us in a situation where it makes me look like a liar at home.
Yeah.
Because then I could do something and say, no, it was because I was feeling depression or I was feeling bipolar or I was feeling a certain way. So it's wrong. I don't accept it.
It's absolutely wrong.
I don't accept
hanging
it.
Hanging out with me, Kasumudupin, I'm wondering. I'm glad you can pronounce
my name.
Hey, Kim Tsuanas, please.
Kim Sud.
Yeah. Well, what's Hannah? 12:13.
Yeah,
kids Ali, ha. You hang out with us on your favorite hour of the week on cliffcentral.com. I've got flu today, so excuse me. So it's good because you can't see me. Only the people in the studio. And we are talking about mental health illnesses and disorders.
Chronic mental illness.
It sounds... Born.
I just think put all the words together.
Put all the words together, and we are dealing with that today. And we want to know, how does it affect your relationship? We're going to get into that, because now this is, you know, where we now work at Kamjolo and how it also affects you guys. And it's 30 minutes, it's halfway through the show, and you're still chilling with us right here on cliffcentral.com. So stream us live, or you can download our podcast later on. We'll put it on for you, but the hashtag is unleashed on cliffcentral.com.
Hi, this is Gloria Vosman, and you're hanging out with my boy, Kagiso Modupi, on Cliff Central. Hey, if you want to give us anything, give us yourself. That's the best gift you can ever give the world. Oh, yay, yay!
This is cliffcentral.com.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with
Kagiso Modupi. Yo, so we are back. Cut you guys off. You're still having a nice conversation. You hang out with me, Kagiso Modupi, on cliffcentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed. So I asked you guys to just send us your voice notes on 079-748-2090. Well, we can just have a chat. And I mean, the ladies are here, and they told you, Repetula is here, Gil is here, you know, she told you that they're not very touchy about this, but they're also here to educate you. So we spent the first half of the show just educating you. And I think they're still going to educate you more, especially when your voice notes, excuse me, are coming up. So I want to talk about it. Relationships. La Jola.
It's a touchy-touchy one.
Jola. So my question is it, okay, firstly, is this something that you should declare at the beginning of a relationship? Can we treat this maybe like, let's say, when someone's HIV positive? They kind of, you know, have to declare for a pinch.
Yeah.
Is it something that you must declare?
I think. Okay.
I'm gonna say
I didn't. Right?
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
He walked through the journey with me, even today.
There you go.
But I'm saying, is it, you're not answering the question.
No, we're going to get there.
Okay.
Let's start.
Marinated.
Well, let me tell you something. Marinated. Because, like I'm saying, my partner walked through the journey with me from day one. But obviously before then, like my childhood days, he wasn't there. So, and I want bored, man. I've had it since I was a kid, but it's fine.
Yeah, but you found it when you were in
when I was tertiary. You have to declare, Caruso. You have to declare because there will be days where you feel like the world is closing on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to, like I said with bipolar, you don't want to start acting violent with somebody who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't want to start swearing. You don't want to start beating. You don't want to start throwing things around. You don't want to start crying. You don't want to start shutting out people. Because a lot of people who go through bipolar disorder, there are phases where you start shutting out people who are in your life. You shut out your friends.
Yeah.
So when you get into a loving or maybe, yeah, like a relationship with a partner, you need to tell them from day one that this is me. This is what you might expect. Yeah. This is what you need to understand about me. It's not that I'm saying that story or if you act a certain way, it means that it's because of that. But he needs to understand from day one because things might go left or right.
Yeah. Let's go. Kill. Tell you us. See, you've been marinating there.
I didn't say.
Yeah.
Until I started crashing. Like crash, not like cars, but like
emotionally.
Things would, like, it all got overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I had to say to my husband, like, hey, buddy, this is what's going on.
Husband.
This is what's going on.
And you didn't say anything. How long have you known? But I'm just saying, how long have you known?
How long have I known? Mm-hmm. 2012, 2013.
And you were married then?
No.
Okay, so you got into a relationship with this man for how long?
For 2014.
Yeah. And then you got married. Rene?
We got like officially like home affairs.
Yeah.
Last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And only, so you're saying he found out after you got married. So.
No, just before.
Between Malobolo and after Malobolo.
Yeah.
So, revelation.
Like it was like, I was going through a tough time. And like, and you know, I had no other way than to say, actually, this is what happens to me from time to time. And the thing about it is that that's the crazy thing about it is that, like, we'll talk about it. Yes, I do have depression. Yes, I am a depressed being.
Yeah.
Yes, I have generalized anxiety disorder. Mm-hmm. However, seeing a psychiatrist and psychologist and everything, you learn how to handle it.
Yeah.
So at some stage, I was like, fine. Like, I was doing so well. So I felt no need to talk about it, to do anything about it, but to live and be happy and be married and have babies and just be that person.
I like the baby part.
So I was like, I was okay. But now that I am, like, after having dealt with the past, I'll say 10 months or so,
uh-huh.
I've had to say, okay, you know what?
Who
it's a good idea to tell your partner before it gets serious.
After I do, before it gets serious.
It is one of those things where I do.
I know. Before it gets serious.
But he handled it pretty well. Yeah. I need to say that he handled it pretty well.
Is it something that is hereditary?
Sadly, it is. And for me, I don't want
to
be sad.
So my question is, I mean, let me talk to you, your mom.
Yeah.
Is it something that could, if it look about me?
It could.
Okay. And how do you feel? Like, what... when you think emotions?
When I think emotions?
Yeah. Like, what emotions come to you when you think this is something that your child would have to go through?
No, he doesn't have to go through it.
But I'm saying it could go through.
Could go through.
Yeah.
It's a thing of, you wait. All that I have to do is be the best parent I can possibly be to my child. And it's a waiting game. I can't. The only thing that makes me sad is that somebody in my family could have.
Yeah.
But because we're black people.
Haribui. Yeah.
And
that you got a son or a daughter?
A son.
Ah, so let me ask you a question now. If your son, Hatlonyala, and, you know, the wife to be actually has, let's say, bipolar.
Okay.
And they tell them after they get married.
Yeah.
Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, she has reasons why she didn't.
But deep down, you wouldn't be like, why is that buga?
No, like, like I need to say, my son's only two, so I haven't really processed those things.
You don't know.
No, but I feel like because now I'm in a different space with mental health,
you would understand.
Like, I'd understand. I'd be like, hey, why didn't you say?
Repeat it.
Yes.
What's
your like, guys, Naya's situation is a bit different because I met him when I was in second year.
Yeah.
And that was the year after I found out. And then that year, I had to go to hospital. And we just met. It was all roses and cherries. You know, here I am dating this first year guy. And now I have to
declare,
deal with the burdens and tell him, dude, I'm packing. I'm going. I'm leaving for a month. It might be longer. And he was a bit...
And I'll go to Shar.
Competition
is high.
He never left. He never left. And he was the one who'd bring me like food. You know, like bring me like a chamomile soap and glycerin facial. What? He would bring them. He would literally pick himself up as a black man.
Yeah.
Who would obviously get judged by his peers who are in the psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
But he never left and he was there and he's still there. He's still here
today.
Was
that the time you declared?
That was the time the doctor declared it for him.
Ah.
The doctor was...
So which is totally different.
Totally different.
With you, yeah.
And for me, it was okay because then it meant that I was starting this journey with him.
Yeah.
And the journey still continues. With a lot of challenges in the relationship.
Whew. Yeah, Rebuile. We asked you to send your voice notes on 079-748-2090. And we are talking mental health disorders, illnesses in a relationship all in one. That's what you said, I must say.
Yeah, that's yes. Fine.
Let's hear what Hector and Lorna and Dumi had to say.
Hi, Gagiso. It's Dumi.
And Hector.
For me, I feel like I've been affected by this, and it's not like they told me. It's based on circumstances where I realized, Uti, lemuntu lo age correct.
You diagnosed it yourself?
No, he didn't tell me, but you could tell, like, one time he's suicidal, one time he wants to cut people, one time he's jumping on cars, he's fighting with people.
Okay, what did he have, though?
He had borderline personality disorder. That's, like, beyond bipolar. And in most cases, you don't spot it. It's until you kind of live with the person or you're close to them where you realize something is not right. So, like, he didn't really give me an option to choose. I was stuck with him until I couldn't. And a restraining order was what he got.
Oh, wow. That you know, being a mental disorder, self-diagnosed patient myself, I feel like we're people too, you know? We are. And have I diagnosed multiple personality disorder? Because I think there's 8 people in my head. So if I meet someone, I'm forthcoming. I tell you, hey, today I'm Hector. I might be someone else tomorrow. Hector likes you a lot. Just keep that in mind, you know?
Like, and if it's not Hector tomorrow, Hector's somewhere in there.
Hector, he's going to come back. But yeah, no, I feel like we people too. And it's about getting information, knowing what you're dealing with. And if you like the person or you love the person, stick around. Ooh, time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Your thoughts on it? Maybe what Babang... But tell Lanjefela, that boyfriend, what tell ma, you know? Maybe he's just a hooligan.
Maybe he didn't know.
Maybe he didn't know.
Yeah. Maybe as well, because if even if you're even if your GP, yeah, black person, yeah, if your GP says to you, listen, you might have another problem, maybe you should go see a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist, what's a psychiatrist? A psychiatrist is somebody that deals with your mental health.
Yeah.
You're not gonna go there because now you think the doctor's telling you that you're crazy.
Mang.
And then, exactly. Yeah. Half it's more, they're going to say, the psychiatrist is going to say, oh, okay, I know a good psychologist. Maybe you should talk to them while you're on this medication. And, kuluma no bani.
But guys, you have to agree with me. There's, I feel like you were one of those people when someone had tell la, what tell them to, ne? You guys look at it twice. You're like, whoa, is he? Is he not?
There is mutotelang utengotelang. And it's like,
can you tell the difference?
Take 10 steps back.
Like, kiyo mutuname tsimodimakoloi. Urunza ringi nizan telangana.
I don't know that person's history.
Yeah, we don't know the situation. Yeah.
So you guys wouldn't really want to, you wouldn't say what tell.
No, we can't.
You can't. Because you don't know what this person has been going through. Yeah.
So your judgment is always based on.
People don't just do things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you get batubatelang, you know, and it's like, hi, man, like, just please don't do that today. Like, don't drink less.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
If you smoke the things that make the head spin,
yeah,
smoke less.
And so you'll spin less.
So you'll spin less. So But then there's people who actually go through hectic, you know. Ning Ning, I was listening to my siblings. They were going on about this other grandma. She's very old, who wanted to burn other people. Home is a village.
Yeah.
So the grandma wanted to burn other people. And they kept on insisting, her actually, mugekulola
watella. Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
No.
This lady, we've known her for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Here's back in the day, I used to tease her a little because I didn't know better. But Hona, no, it's like, no, actually, this person's flow has been dodgy for a very long time. Something's going on and nobody knows about it.
Yeah, and so we call it buloi or
and or so it's like, no.
Well, you see, Hakia Buwaka Mukekulu, like an older person, may her soul rest in peace. My gran actually passed on last year, Jan.
Yeah.
Nana li dementia for 8 years. And, well, when you spoke about it is unfortunately it happens like that. And you need to look at a situation and say, oh, okay, cool, I've got it. She had it. Somebody in the family might inherit it. Maybe my kids, my sister's kids, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how would your siblings were saying that, mm-hmm. Guys, it's different.
Yeah.
You can see a person who is in dire need of help, who's crying inside. I mean, like, you can sense the vibe, you know.
We've got Prof and Tena you know, some of their names go Instagram. Keep Prof Cock.
Nice.
Don.
Oh.
Apex.
Oh. Ooh. Prof Cock Don Apex.
Can you say that like 4 times?
Prof Don Cock Apex.
Yeah.
I feel like that's 4 names, Clara. I'm done.
Yeah, all right. You know, she says, I witnessed my husband go through the emotions. With me being in and out of hospital because of depression and chronic anxiety. Forced to leave my job after 10 years, it's hell. Mm. Every day, it's a battle. But how do you fix that?
You keep on. You just go on. You keep you talk. She must make more tweets. Was that a tweet?
Yeah.
She must tweet more and get more responses. And the more you get responses, you realize actually you're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, after I came and said, I found out, hey, I got a cousin.
Yeah.
Hey, Kagiso, didn't I?
Yeah.
Kagiso's also not doing well. Yesterday, funny, he sends me a message. He says, you know, today's been a tough day. I felt like I was in a TV game.
Yeah.
And I did not have the controls of it.
Yeah.
So obviously someone else has got full control over him. That's how he felt the whole day.
Yeah.
But he had to keep it moving. He had to drink water. He had to take his medication, obviously, and keep it moving and talk about it. He found out that I'm there.
Yeah.
And I get it. So now he talks to me.
Was it hard for you guys to maintain? Well, you know, But was it hard to maintain a relationship? Was at any point where guys like, hey,
yeah, forget guys, girls, everyone. It's
friends.
I feel like relationships in general have been hard to maintain, especially at points where you didn't know what was going on with you, where you'd react certain ways, and
then people would actually think you've changed.
Yeah,
and then friends start.
She's just. Girls doing strange things. And vele nikuwa maka at certain times, but it wasn't. You know, when I'm talking to him, and says, I always make an example of these guys with blue suits and brown shoes and Santan that don't work and don't do anything.
Yeah,
that just roam around the mall. Those people wake up to go lie.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but then there's like somebody like back in the day. Hey, yeah. So where's home? Oh, home is in. Sandhurst. Why?
Yeah. I'll say you only sent her.
But
please write your address and then tololo. Yeah,
like there'd be so many things that eventually people would be like,
there's something wrong here.
Something's wrong with her.
Something's not wrong.
Like we're out.
We Linda Shim, I don't wanna lie. It hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
People might say, ooh, my favorite university couple. But it does become a burden to him at times, because you find that there would be nights like throughout the whole week we're in and out of hospital to a point where my mom even is like, every day, Netcare, why Netcare is it pinging in my phone?
Yeah,
it's when I realize that the anxiety is really taking over my relationship.
Have you ever doubted yourself in a relationship?
Always.
Like Barry, like or no man, I saw this and baby.
I would,
you know what I mean?
Not what would happen is that like we'd be driving in the car and there I am, I'll start laughing like, maybe I'm listening to you on the radio and I'll start laughing and he missed it and he'd be like, what are you laughing at? And I'm like, I actually don't remember.
Now it's something else.
Don't.
And unfortunately,
remember.
Maybe you've got your phone in your hand.
Even that now, like now I'm sitting there and I've just had this great love and this person has missed it. And now he's like, okay.
No,
but even, and cries, like anything, like I lie, I lie on the carpet. So most of the time my husband comes up really late. So Rorisan goes to bed, I lie on the carpet. Before I know it, tears.
Yeah.
Like, okay, then I'm like, why are you crying?
Yeah.
Try speak to yourself. Why are you crying? And not at that point. It's not that I forgot. Mm. I actually just don't have a reason.
You're just crying.
I'm just crying because it feels like the right thing to do at that point. You know, it feels. It doesn't feel good, but it's like the body calms down.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know from what.
Look, we got 5 minutes to go. You know,
so fast.
I want to get naughty.
Yeah, so
I want to get naughty. Do you guys? I mean,
no, go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm saying, I know, Runa, you know, at some point a woman is just tired of doing the dude, you know?
Doing the what?
Doing the deed.
Well, let me tell you something.
But I'm just saying, let's say a woman would like, do you guys sometimes use your condition? Where you're like, okay, you know what? He knows I'm bipolar. I'm going to have I'm just going to throw the glass on the floor.
Nope, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Do you ever use your disorder?
Never. The thing is, the system, the body itself gets so exhausted from the anxiety, it gets so exhausted from the thoughts, the attacks.
I'm going to say not even attacks.
Yeah,
like the thoughts.
The thoughts they're so exhausting to a point where all you want to do is take your tabs and sleep. And it's not that one mutima or anything, but it's just that also little pilisi do you to lose interest. Yeah. But it's not like
gavatima.
Gives
you low libido.
Makes you feel
it?
Like it does.
Antidepressants can do the most to your libido.
Yeah, but I hear that, you know. I mean, obviously, when you read, they say sex kind of, you know, gives you energy. You know,
but the thing about it is
it's a good remedy for depression. Do you guys sometimes use it?
Be in the mood.
Yeah.
But you know what? I let me speak for myself. I am, even when it's like, it's like, okay, cool. You know what?
Let's do this. Yeah, let's do it.
Help yourself up.
Yeah.
But obviously, he can also tell if I'm having a bad day, Yeah. He can tell. Mm. And therefore, he'll be like,
you find yourself having to fake it sometimes when you can't really hype yourself up.
Yo, faking is too much work.
It's painful to fake it.
It's painful.
Oh.
Because then
the person is... I don't know, like, you look at me like, I know, I can't fake.
Like, you have to, like, you'll be like...
You need... Yeah, it's uncomfortable because now you need to be in this... sexual intercourse and he's having space. Fun
and he's like
he's enjoying and then give more a fake and rather tell him that I'm not in the mood or you're not in the mood and then
come you'll fake it on the day he's ready for 30 minutes now we're not faking it or fake it and it goes on no.
Like,
30 minutes is an exaggeration but that like, person's in the mood for a long time
girl you better hold on to your man because everybody knows now.
No.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
No.
I'm like 30 seconds. And I'm happy. All right. Yeah, I got mine.
Also you.
Yeah. Hey. Leave me alone. So I'm a dad. I'm tired. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about your event.
Yes.
We've got like 7 minutes. Let's talk about the event that you're going to
do. Cool. So the event is called, we're still trying to mingle and see, I came up with great ideas where I thought, you know what, it's time now to open up a forum for people who are going through the same challenges and then people who know people that are going through the same challenges. So it's called Journey to Recovery.
Uh-huh.
So the reason why we call it Journey to Recovery, we hope that at the end of these series of events,
right.
people will be feeling a different way about mental health. People will be educated. People will start talking about mental health confidently.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll also create a relationship with people who are going through the same thing. And it won't be a secret anymore, especially in the Black community. People will know more about mental health and having fun at the same time, you know.
Who do I bring? Can I bring my wife? Can I bring my kids?
You can bring your kids. The whole family.
Yeah.
Even the dog.
And the cat.
Yeah.
You can bring
the whole family.
And where is it happening? So let's sell this thing.
Go Zoo Lake.
Yeah.
Because we thought about it. Well, I thought about it. I was like, okay, cool. We don't have money. Mm-hmm. We don't have the resources. We don't have the financial support to actually have it in a bigger venue. So we thought, okay, cool. Maybe something open where we don't have to pay. Where people can actually come and have fun. People can actually come hang out with us, get to know more about mental health.
Yeah.
People can just come to also share the experiences, what they're going through.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we actually decided, okay, cool, maybe Zoo Lake, it's central.
Yeah.
A lot of people know where it is, you know.
Picnic.
And it's a picnic vibe. Yeah. It's open with birds. And
I have certainly learned a lot today. I'll tell you that. I've learned a lot. And for me, also, just as a normal Joe on the streets, it's given me a perspective, Jorge. Okay, so this is what people go through.
Mm.
And it's either we educate ourselves with this, or then we just continue in just being in this botlata.
Yeah.
Basically, you know,
and
just ignore. I was like, when I was and just be in this ignorance that we are swimming in.
Yeah, true. Especially in the Black community. Like,
yeah.
I always emphasize black community.
Because
it's different. When you get to a hospital, you see all these lani white people.
Yeah.
They're happy. They're bringing flowers, balloons.
And they understand.
And then they understand. And then you get this Black person.
Yeah.
And you're just like, do you understand that
because,
this is...
Yeah, mental health you need,
and maybe they say it's like a white
that's
disease.
That's why we have this issue. We have this thing where people are left in these NGOs and these places where they are said to be taking their medication and they're okay.
Yeah.
Surely, if some lady or someone can take care of Petty when Petty is going through whatever by giving Petty her medication and making sure that she's clean and everything, can't you do that at home?
Yeah.
No, because you have decided that mental health, I can't deal with it. Therefore, they must go off and be held in some little house.
Ladies, how do we get hold of you?
Well, people can catch me on Facebook. It's Repetile. Repetile, not Refetile. Repetile, Tatoya Mudimo Khwale. And they can also check me out on Instagram. You can catch me on Instagram. I'm joking. Okay, you can catch me on Facebook, Repetile, Tatoya Mudimo. And then on Insta, it's _Repetile. And then that's where I am. I'm not too social on Twitter. I'm not really active.
Yeah.
So also people can like our page. It's called I'm Not Bipolar. It's on Facebook.
I'm Not Bipolar. Yeah.
So people can just get more details about the events that are coming.
Where do we catch you?
I'm Gilabetu Qabashe on Facebook, Mrs. Qabashe on Instagram, Mrs. Qabashe on Twitter.
But when you think,
yeah, Mrs. I yeah, flaunting girl. All right, thank you guys for coming in and for educating us and for opening up, for opening our minds.
Yeah, I really hope the viewers, like the listeners, we try to TV. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I really hope the listeners. Yeah, I hope the listeners like really take something from this interview, because we're not here just to have fun with Kagiso, but more because I feel like I'm the mouth of the people, I strongly feel that it's about time that South Africans unite and
learn about mental illness. Thank you very much.
The event date is on the 3rd of March. It's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We'll start at 1 p.m.
Kozulake. And there'll be signs
More details will come up on social media. Yeah. And everyone,
check out my page as well. I'm going to post it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Woo.
All right. So you've been hanging out with me, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kagmo, Unleashed, your favorite hour of the week on cliffcentral.com. So catch me on my social media, at Kagiso Modupi, on all of them. And it's been lovely. And remember, if it's not Wednesday, it's Wednesday.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Cliffcentral.com.